In the very beginning of Parshas Korach, the Loshon of Vayikach Korach. So the Medrash says, what's this Vayikach? Elo Meshichas Dvorim Rakim. Korach drew them with soft words. That's how he got the people to join his team and his campaign. Shemoshach kol gedoyle Yisrael v'hasendrois, the gedoyle Yisrael and the Sanhedrin achrov to follow him. And then the Medrash goes on to bring three examples of the loshon of kicha. V'moshe hu oimer vayikach Moshe v'Aaron es v'anoshe v'eile. This is when they took the Nesiim to the beginning of Parshas Bamidbor to count the Klal Yisrael. They appointed, they took the Nesiim. V'chein hu, that was with Dvorim. V'chein hu, k'hu imochem Dvorim, v'shuvu el Hashem. The Posek says in the Novi, take with you words and do tshuva, return to Hashem. And the Mefarshim explained the words that they're taking are the words of Vidui. They're saying Vidui, they're doing tshuva, k'hu imochem Dvorim, take these Dvorim, and do tshuva, come back to Hashem. V'chein hu emer, v'tu kacho isha beis paroi. When Sora and Avram came to Mitzrayim, and Sora was taken beis paroi, and that's also a loshon of v'tukach, v'tikach, kicho. He says, and then the same thing is, v'yikach koirach, shebedvorim rakim moshach libom. With soft words, that koirach drew them to his cause. And the question is, I mean, a few questions, but one question is, at the beginning he says, it's with Yikach means Dvorim Rakim. At the end he says, when he repeats Korach again, he talks about Shebet Dvorim Rakim Moshech Libam. But the three cases that he mentioned were not necessarily Dvorim Rakim. He says, V'chein, we find B'moshe hu oimer V'yikach Moshe V'aron Es V'anoshim. He appointed the Nesiim to help him with the whole counting there. V'chein hu oimer K'hu imochem Dvorim Sevidui. Doesn't say about Loshen Rako. Just Chu means dvorim. Chu imochem dvorim. The loshon of kicho refers to dvorim. Patuka chisha beis paroi. It also seems to be that they took Sora beis paroi. Okay, so they said, hey Sora, please, we'd like you to come to beis paroi. The king would invite you, or the king summons you, or whatever it is. But it doesn't indicate anything about dvorim rakim. So he's proving dvorim rakim, or he's at least equating Dvorim Rakim with three cases which don't seem to have Dvorim Rakim. Now that obviously doesn't make any sense. So Lechora, what you have to say is that the Medrash understood that these three things could not be Vayikach, could not be Dvorim that would be effective for the purpose that had to be achieved, unless they were Dvorim Rakim. In the case of Sora, because the next pasuk it says, the first Vayikach Moshe V'Aaron Es V'Anoshim, when they appointed the Nesiim, and the Nesiim have to help in this whole process, the only way to encourage people to do anything, even if it might be prestigious, even if it's a very important position, but it has to, Vayikach Dvorim has to be Dvorim Rakim. Anything said, any appointment made, any invitation given with anything less than Dvorim Rakim is just not going to be effective. Sorrow was that's the third case. So kuy mochem dvorim vidui per se vidui. So vidui has to be dvorim rakim. In other words, anything that I'm saying, anything that I wish to a vidui is to impress myself. That's what the chinuch explains. That you say vidui, so a person comes to recognize his own chatoim. It has to be dvorim rakim. It's if something, it doesn't penetrate unless there's soft words, harsh words, hard words, maybe even too loud words, I don't know, don't penetrate. It has to be rach, it has to be soft, it has to be gentle. And even if I'm talking to myself, to be ma'ira myself, to realize that I did chatoim, and I have to do tshuva, chotosi, ovisi, poshati, it has to be belosh and rako. It has to be gentle, it has to be soft, because otherwise it's not going to work. And the same thing must be, batukachu isha beis paroi, that because the next pasuk says, v'yitav la'avrom ba'avuro, in other words, they weren't forcing her. If they were forcing her, and if they took her by force, put her in handcuffs and took her, then why are they being made tiv lavrom bavura? Terence says they were doing it in a civilized way, in a nice way. So please come to the king, come to the palace. But the only way that's going to work even though they're people of strength and of power, but they weren't going to force, it seems, but the only way that's going to work is Dvorim Rakim. Words do not penetrate. It's almost like if you're yelling too loud, I can't hear you. You know, if you're speaking too harshly, then there's something that the ears just close down or the heart closes down. It can't, Dvorim have to be Dvorim Rakim. So it seems that that's why the Chazal compare the Dvorim Rakim that Korach used to all the other cases, because in every case, the effectiveness of the Dibur is only when it's soft. It's only when it's gentle. And that's the, otherwise the Dibur cannot be effective, not to appoint the Nesiim, not to even do vidui for oneself, to talk to oneself, to try to focus on my chatoim. If I'm too loud about it, I'm too strong about it, I'm too tough about it, it's soft, it's gentle, everything. That's what penetrates. That's the way people listen. And the same thing is, and they actually say that in speaking too, but sometimes it doesn't work physically. It says, when you lower your voice, then people pay more attention. Because you speak like this, so hear it, I don't have to pay attention. Well, you lower your voice. That's, anyway, but the Shaila is like this. What's even more difficult is Korach was able to influence Kol Gedele Yisroel HaSenhedrois with his Dvorim Rakim. Rabbeinu Shalelam. Korach came to stand against Moshe. He says, we all stood by Har Sinai. Hashem spoke to all of us. The Sanhedrin and the Gedolei Yisrael, they knew very well that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, and he pointed Moshe Rabbeinu as the official Novi and Manig and spokesman. Moshe Rabbeinu is my spokesman. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who, when he speaks, he's speaking in my name. I authorize that. Korach's machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu was shalebet arduna. It didn't make any sense. It was clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was not appointing, or his authority was not self-appointed and self-chosen, but it was an authority that was given to him clearly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that he taught and everything that he did was clearly authorized by Moshe Mipi Agvura. But yet, Korach with his Negiah, look, you know, he had a Negiah and he felt jealous and whatever it was. And of course, he had a Nevuah that he was able to see that what the Shalshalas Hagdula that was going to come out. So that strengthened his resolve and his Negiah. But the Sanhedrin and the Gedolei Yisrael, they knew, they saw, they experienced. And Korach is going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. And they knew what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And they worked hand in hand with Moshe Rabbeinu. And they saw his godless, they saw his ne'emonus, they saw his dedication to Klal Yisrael. And he's able, through Dvorim Rakim, to be able to have such an impact on them that they're going to turn against Moshe Rabbeinu and join this insane machlekes. This machlekes that doesn't make any rational sense. That's the power of Dvorim Rakim. Dvorim Rakim must not only be a way that will penetrate as opposed to Dvorim Koshim. Dvorim Rakim must have some magical, mystical, emotional, I don't know what it is, there's something about it, but something said gently, softly, in a way that's so, it doesn't arouse any defense mechanisms. There's no reason to resist it. There's no pull or push to resist it, because it's so nice, it's so sweet, it's so gentle. It has such a power that it could take the people with such knowledge and with such an awareness and with such Gedolei Yisrael and Sanhedrin, such Madregas, and they've been so much together with Moshe Rabbeinu and knew the extent of his integrity and knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke directly to him and knew that he went and sat for 40 days and 40 nights learning the Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the Eved Ne'emon and this is Teras Moshe, and they're able to corrupt that all with, he says, Mishichas Dvorim Rakim Shemochshach. That's what was Meshich Kol Gedolei Yisrael V'Sanhedrin. If that's the case, I guess we certainly have to learn to be aware of the soft-spoken people. But I don't think that's the most important message. I think the most important message is that we have to learn to be soft-spoken. That when you're soft-spoken, You know, it's like softness has many connotations and many related emotions to it. But, you know, they tell the story. I think Beryl Wine is the one who discovered this, that they used to tell the story that the Chofetz Chaim, there was a bocher in Raden that was Mechal Shabbos. Didn't know to tell the Chofetz Chaim, not tell the Chofetz Chaim. I didn't tell the Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hora. Mitzad Sheni, you have to tell the Chofetz Chaim. Maybe he could probably do something about it, mishpia on him. Finally, they were machlet, they're telling the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim calls the bocher in. He speaks to him for 1 minute, and he left, and he was never Mechal Shabbos again. But nobody knew what the Chofetz Chaim told him. So when Beryl Wine was telling this story over when he was a rabbi in Miami, so as he's walking out of the shul, so a tall old man stops him and says, "You want to know what the Chofetz Chaim said?" He says, "That was me. I'm the bocher. I'm the one that he spoke to." He said, "Yeah, oh, what did he say?" He says, "He called me in. He took my hand like this. And with tears flowing from his eyes, he said, 'Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos.' And I was never Mechal Shabbos again." And I don't know if it was the softness, maybe it was the wetness of the tears. I think it was the expression of the love. But there's something about the ne'imus, the gentleness, it's not a demand, it's not a command, it's not overbearing. Something about that has such a power of influence that it can influence even the Gedolei Yisrael, because the Medrash says clearly that was what Meshichas Dvorim Rakim Shemoshach Kol Gedolei Yisrael Vasenedros Acharov. So it's certainly something that I guess we could keep in our arsenal in terms of influencing Hashpah, and even by vidu we see even on ourselves has to be soft. And certainly when we're dealing with others.